not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Hello.
Here's the good news. It is radio on the internet. It is internet on the radio. It is a...
Not necessarily the news.
That's right. News free to use. News with no paywall because... Who in the world would pay for this?
Let's start right out.
Right.
Hey, what happened?
I'll fix camera situations coming up because that's what we do. Hey, our Hank Facebook Livers. And yesterday we talked about, and I think we got distracted, after Sunday's President Trump hosted Kennedy Center honors. Of course, we got hung up on the fact of the George Strait removing the hat and getting the medal.
Oh, he's got good hair.
A little bit.
I'm surprised. Sometimes they take it off and there's not a lot.
Not a lot.
So we will definitely talk to the Donald about that coming up here at 7:47. Yeah, we might as well Trump. But also, it was obviously in the Kennedy Center honors. And if you've ever watched this, they sit like up in the balcony.
Yeah.
And then they look down from a very high angle, it looks like, upon the folks that are there to give tribute to them. And Vince Gill, Brooks and Dunn, Alan Jackson, and Miranda Lambert all performed in honor of King George Strait.
Whoa!
Yeah, so that's going to be cool to see. And actually, as for Kiss, because they were also honored as well, Garth went up and sang there. And I've been trying to find out what Kiss song Garth sang. Because he is a huge Kiss fan.
I had no idea.
When they did a Kiss album, late 90s, early 2000s, and it was actually kind of a country version of their songs, he did Hard Luck Woman off the Strutter album. So, yeah. That will all air, by the way. And it was filmed to air on CBS, Paramount Plus, coming up December 23rd. So we'll get to see there. And, by the way, even though Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley were standing right there, George got all the love for the gray hair in the room.
Whoa.
That's great.
Oh, he's got good hair.
He does. It's King George, man.
So Mila Kunis, known to most of us with her roles in That 70s Show and Bad Moms, but in real life, you know, she's a suburbanite that tackles the tough things in life, like being the head of the HOA. She says it's no walk in the park, and no one ever goes by and says thank you for all of her hard work.
Okay.
You got a complaint about a barking dog or your neighbor's trash?
Yeah.
She's the gal that you email or call. Meanwhile, she just celebrated her 10th anniversary with one Ashton Kutcher. And the honorary gift is tin. So he gave her a personalized sardine can because she loves sardines so much.
Ooh.
Doesn't... Doesn't the Liver Queen also love the sardines?
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag inspo.
Where is your manager?
I think we're trendy.
We didn't need a manager. We needed a barber last night. So, Warner Brothers has been on the auction block in a way. This legendary Warner Brothers Discovery Studios. And it looks like Netflix was going to come in and swoop and get them. Not so fast, says Paramount. And the former, still kind of home of Taylor Sheridan, they're launching a, quote, hostile bid.
Oh.
Yeah. This is getting nasty in Hollywood.
It's Christmas time. There's no reason to be hostile. You need to have love in your heart.
So Netflix said, we're going to give you $72 billion, Warner Brothers. And here comes yesterday, out of nowhere, Paramount, saying, how about $74.4 billion?
Burn.
This is what it's like in the world of wealthy people and stuff like that. But yeah, now the Paramount thing would axe and not take all the Discovery channels. They don't want them.
That is heresy.
So here we go. Anyway, this all plays out. Now, it could all be for nil because this would be either you call it a merger or it could be an antitrust situation and they could just strike that down.
The trust is gone.
But Jared Kushner is part of the Paramount fire.
Oh.
So, and that's as close as I'm going to get to any of that. And I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, all right.
Stuff.
So George Clooney chiming
in. Fix the camera.
Hey, look at you go.
Engineer.
Mm-hmm. And celebrity hairdresser to the stars.
You know it.
Uh-huh. Whoa. So George is chiming in about those Louvre heists, the big thing that took away, $184 million in jewels. Mm-hmm. And despite popular opinion, says they will not be turning it into the next Ocean's movie. Meanwhile, the ride to the top was not easy. He made a lot of pilot series before taking off on ER, and this one, I think, is my favorite.
I did a pilot for a TV show called Sunset Beat, where I played an undercover cop on a Harley during the day and a rock star at night.
Nice.
And that one went. We did 7 episodes of that show.
No, wait, yes. What?
And we
network?
Have a clip right here.
And here's the clip. Wait, we're not TV. I'd have watched that show.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of like you.
That is right.
Wrestling fan, disc jockey by day. Mm-hmm. Mm. And glow up master at night. Thanks, DJ Clue. I appreciate that.
Top 10 on the way. Top 10 thoughts going through my mind cutting Elle's hair last night at her request. In-N-Out earlier this week officially has now removed, because you know when you make the order at In-N-Out and they give you a number for the queue.
Yeah.
You take your number and you go sit there. You wait for your burger.
You sit there, look cute, and you'll
and
get what you get.
And that's how it works if you've never ordered anything at a restaurant before. I'm glad I went into detail on that. In-N-Out, though, has officially removed the number 67 from its ordering system because every time they do it...
67!
You know what happens.
Yeah, can you imagine? There's probably none of the numbers left. Can you imagine people like... I mean, not that I would advocate theft in any way, shape, or form.
I can't get through a day at the house without the kids.
67!
You know what?
And I didn't know how much I said those numbers, but did any of us?
67!
She is cooking and you don't even care.
Because 789.
Whatever.
67!
Don't be mad.
8309.
So if you're looking for a new job to get ahead in 2026, Oscar Mayer may have just the gig. They're on the hunt for 12 folks that can handle the tough responsibility of driving the Wienermobile. You've got to be a college graduate, but it's open to all ages, and only a dozen folks will get chosen. They are expecting over 5,000 applications.
College graduate? Hmm? Well, I don't know. I could update my LinkedIn. I've already got amateur cosmetologist on there.
What you want.
I got a license.
Last week. Wedding, marriage.
The Golden Globe nominations came out, and one battle after another, Hamnet and Sentimental Value lead this year's. In other news, evidently there are movies called One Battle After Another, Hamnet and Sentimental Value.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, we're here to break the news.